Good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock. I'm Dave Lewis. This is your daily COVID-19 update, where we get a perspective on how the coronavirus is, I guess probably for lack of a better word, expanding throughout to the state of Kansas, but more importantly on a local level, at least at this point. Joined today by Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs. Good afternoon, Julie.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Well, I'm looking at the state report. We've had 54 additional cases of coronavirus reported to the KDHE up from yesterday. That makes 482 and over 5,400 total negative cases. And you tell me, Julie, that we've got a couple of more on top of the four that's reported on this update from the state.
Right. We had one come in last night and then one in just actually a couple of hours ago. So the individual we learned about last night was a K-State student who had traveled abroad actually with Dr. Smith and was actually quarantined upon their return. They developed symptoms over the weekend and then presented at the ER to be tested. Results were back within 2 days, so that was a good thing. And now that patient is being isolated at their home in Manhattan. And another individual who was tested at our swabbing station yesterday showed up positive today and has been contacted and is also being isolated at home. So good news is neither one of them are hospitalized, and both results came back very quickly.
I was going to say that last one came in within 24 hours.
Yeah, we were surprised by that too.
Well, you still have some that you're waiting results on though as well.
We do. We have 12 tests pending, and that number includes tests that are pending at Fort Riley as well.
Okay. All right. Out of these six cases that we have altogether, how many are in the hospital right now? Do you know offhand?
I believe we just have one in the hospital right now.
Okay, and then, of course, Drew Smith was in the hospital, and I understand he's continuing his recovery at home.
Yes.
Okay, well, we wish all of them and their the best that we possibly can, because that can't be easy. Of those that were with Dr. Smith on that trip to England, and there were several, including his family and some students, do you know how many have been tested out of that group?
Only one has been tested.
Okay, is that the one that turned that was positive then?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, keeping our fingers crossed on that. Well, we also want to remind our listeners about the call screening hotline. 323-6400 is the number to call if you would like to go through that process. And once again, you got some medical professionals that are on those phones and can make those recommendations before they go to their doctors or to the ER. I went to my doctor's office on the west side of town this afternoon to pick up some sample medication, and they met me outside to deliver that. And I think that there's probably some tremendous protocols that a lot of the medical offices have put into place these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Almost every clinic that we've talked to has put in some type of procedure like that. And so it's really doing wonders as far as reducing risk of exposure. So we're very pleased with that.
And that also applies to folks like eye doctors and dentists and some others that are in healthcare that they're trying to do whatever they can to best serve their customers. And some of them aren't even, like the eye doctors, some of them I don't even think are able to see patients right now.
Right, yeah, them along with the dentists in town, not a lot of them are taking patients right now. Actually, I just got a call from my dentist. I was scheduled to go in yesterday for a cleaning, and they scheduled me out a month. So they're only doing emergency appointments right now.
One of the things that I've also been quite well aware of, as I'm sure you are, there's some allergy issues for a lot of folks these days because, you know, the pollen counts is getting up pretty high. Are there people that come to you or to the call screening hotline that, you know, think that they may have coronavirus symptoms, but really possibly it's just an allergy issue?
Yeah, we get quite a few calls every day, close to 30 calls. That's on average what we get every day in that call screenings and are, and it's up to the medical professional, usually a nurse, that will answer or ask them the questions that they have, and based on their answers, and they can point them in the right direction. And yeah, there are some that actually there are quite a few that they don't need to be tested. They don't need to call their provider, and here's what you need to do instead. So yeah, it's just a situation dependent.
Well, it's the first day of April, which can be a lot of things for a lot of people, and we got a long ways to go for that stay-at-home order to be lifted, but there are so many precautions, and I know that's one of the things that you want to stress right now is the stay-at-home order and social distancing.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't stress that enough. You need to stay at home unless you absolutely need to get out. And we realize that this can be very uncomfortable because it means, you know, having to cancel plans or not being able to see people that you want to see or do something that you want to do. But you really, really need to do that. Some words that I used in my Facebook Live, your sacrifices can really save yourself and save others as well. So it's important to do that at this time.
Anything else you'd like to pass along to our community this afternoon?
Well, we do have some places that you can donate. We have a lot of generous people in this community that have expressed their interest in donating. So if you have non-food donations, we encourage you to call 785-537-3113. And if you have medical supplies like N95 masks, you can call a different number. It's 785-587-5462.
And that number serves a couple of different purposes, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, and that number is very similar to our hotline, our call Q&A hotline. And at the top of my head, I don't have that with me, but it's a little different. The numbers are switched around. I think it's 4526 for our hotline. So it threw me off for a minute when I looked at
yes.
that, but they're very similar.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's really challenging for us dyslexics, you know?
Yeah, right.
Well, Julie, if I'm going to let you go here. If you don't have anything else to share with us this afternoon, congratulations, well, to everybody. Thanks, I guess, primarily to everybody that's keeping up the fight against COVID-19.
Thanks for your support.
You bet. Julie Gibbs, the Riley County Health Department Director, with our COVID-19 update here on News Radio KMAN.